Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm nervous.
God. Tell me why you're nervous. Tell me what you did before.
Because you get, like, you're gonna find out things about me, Caroline, that, like, I probably have never told anyone and probably shouldn't. You're just gonna get the juice. Because I know you. I've been listening to this podcast for a long time. You do not do surface level anything.
I love that you, like, are a fan of the podcast. Like,
I'm
you
a
listen.
Fan. Dude, I've been listening to your show since the... Is the theme song still Caroline? She's got the tin-a-tin-a-tin. What's on your mind? Yeah.
So what makes you want to listen all the time? I'm so curious. Because I need to know why you love it.
Because you're not surface. Like, I do think you're very intuitive. And you ask questions that just feel, one, very natural. And then questions that I would want to ask someone. Like, no, but how are you actually? Right. You know what I mean?
I gotta know.
Like, what's next? Like, I don't know.
Listen, I have been on a mental health, like, get over my insecurity struggle my whole life. Not like mental health in a bad way, but like trying to, like, get my head right forever. Yeah. So I don't want to know what's next. I want to know, how the hell are you happy? Yeah. Like, how did you do it? Yeah. That's what I want to know from people.
Yeah, that's what I want to know too.
Well, you've had a major freaking glow up.
Yeah.
Like, you've always been beautiful and incredible, but, like, I've kind of checked out. There was a moment where I had to, like, disconnect from country music and kind of, like, step away and stop paying attention to what was going on out there. Just because this industry can really, really, like, take you down, you know?
Yeah.
But so... Holy shit.
Yeah.
What's gone on with you? Like, the past few years, you've, like, changed into a new person. Your song Juicy, I cannot handle it. You are every fantasy in the world. I mean, you're kind of, I'm not a lesbian. I really am not. I'm married with a child. But, like, you are every person's fantasy. Do you know? Is that a huge responsibility? Like, your body, like, your body, so your face, your personality, your soul, your voice, now your music that you're writing, your honesty, your truth. I'm like, holy shit, I almost can't handle the power coming off of you. You are everything. Like, is that a huge responsibility to be such a fantasy for people?
Oh my gosh, you're going to make
Does
my face
Does it make
red.
You feel nervous?
No.
Does but it make you feel nervous that everyone loves your body so much? Is that overwhelming? I mean,
I don't think I've never looked at myself like that ever.
But is it?
I just now, Caroline, I'm like getting used to, like, it took me, golly, probably like years to even just wear things I like, you know, and even just being comfortable and not ashamed of my body.
Why were you ashamed of your body?
I grew up super, God, see, here we go.
Just
here
get we into go. It, tell me.
So I grew up very religious, not knocking any religion. I just grew up in a religion that was very controlling over like women's bodies and even having no jurisdiction over what I wore. So it was very like modesty centric, you know, and the whole narrative was very much surrounding protecting men's thoughts.
Like a woman should not show herself because correct. A man cannot handle.
Make a man think sexual thoughts.
So it's a
you.
Woman's responsibility to make sure no man thinks one bad thought about her, right. Which I mean, I know why they
tried turtleneck. Listen, like, I know, think something.
I know. I know why they tried to cover you up. Shoot. You'd be having the whole town thinking thoughts about you. I mean, they're trying to wrap but you remember, in a blanket.
I remember that lesson from like the age of 8 and just thinking like, oh, these grown men are going to look at me and it's my responsibility to make sure I don't make
that's
them
heavy.
Do bad things. So it was just this weird narrative
but,
around
but
sex
Abby,
and
that's
sexuality.
Like,
and,
to think that you know? At a young age to know that like men are lusting over you and you know yeah. that, like that's so heavy.
Kind of gross.
It's so gross, but it's also just like it's a large burden to carry. And I've actually struggled lately after mm-hmm. having Sunny. I've had a really hard time being sexual because yeah. I guess I know that men think sexual thoughts all the time. And I'm like, I don't want to be super sexual because I don't want any of that to go off on her. You
but
know,
like define, like, what do you mean by be sexual?
Like, I just hate it that you walk by and a guy immediately thinks about sticking his hard, you know, whatever.
Oh, see, I'm like, men can look at me. I don't give a shit.
You don't care. Sorry, I just got too graphic. I should maybe edit that out.
No, whatever. It's like, we're both married, whatever.
Yeah.
I think, no, now it's more, like I've seen, my mom has gone through this same thing. That's what's been really cool. So I'm one of 7 kids, 6 girls, 6 daughters. And so growing up, like, so both of my parents both left the church I was raised in as well. And so it's been really interesting to see my parents even go through this and see my mother step into her own sexuality too. Like, it's been pretty badass seeing her like wear what she really wants to wear.
And not
like
feeling shame.
Freely. Yeah, not feeling shame and even just like stepping into her own authority. That's been crazy. Like even just being able to make my own decisions. I remember the first time I wore a tank top and
how'd
being
you feel?
Like, oh my gosh, I'm kind of hot. Like just feeling like powerful and not doing it for the male gaze, but doing it because like it made me feel confident, you know? And like, what's wrong with people looking at you? I don't know.
Okay.
Like,
so you don't feel violated?
Mm-mm.
Why not? Because you've protected yourself.
What do you mean by protected?
Like you have
myself?
A protective layer over yourself, no matter what anyone thinks. Like you're like, this is how I feel about myself. So you're.
Don't know.
Why don't you feel violated? Because I'm trying to get through that.
So when you say like you feel violated, like you don't like men's eyes on you or people's eyes on you.
I think I just struggle with the fact that I know they're thinking sexual thoughts about me and I don't want them to.
Of course they are.
But I don't want them to. Like I don't want them to have those thoughts about me. So it's
why?
Like, because that is like, I just, I don't know. It feels violating to me because but I know that's how it goes.
Yeah.
And I used to be totally okay with it, but something's happened and I'm struggling with it. So that's why.
Is it because you have a daughter?
I think it is. And yeah. So I'm trying to get to an empowered place with it where it's yeah. like, I feel strong being a sexy woman, but I'm not doing, like, I'm protected from that other feeling I used to
have.
Well,
I think you bring up an interesting point. I don't think you have to dress in a sexual way to feel empowered.
But it does feel empowering sometimes.
Doesn't it?
I think so.
Sometimes. Sometimes, like I had to learn, there are some things I've worn that like didn't make me feel totally comfortable.
Like what?
Actually, that was a lie. I don't think I've ever worn anything that made me. The only time I actually felt uncomfortable with what I've worn is when I was like fully covered, like neck to toe, and I just felt like a little girl.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I was trying to cover and hide. Or I was being made to cover and hide.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't feel good. Like when I'm on stage, I want to feel commanding. I want to feel sexy because feeling sexy makes me feel confident and vice versa. You know, like I want to wear things that make me feel good.
Mm.
And that doesn't mean like that doesn't always mean showing a ton of skin. Like, I don't think that necessarily goes hand in hand. You know, I think some women feel more confident dressing more modestly, and I think that's beautiful and classy. I wish I could be classier. Like, I'm just not. I just know what looks good on me and what's flattering, and so I stick to that.
God, okay. You know? Can I just have a? I just want to have a moment of appreciation for you for a second. Can I just gush on you?
Okay.
Because, like, I love you. Like,
I love you.
You are someone who makes people happy to see, to be around, to listen to be in the presence of. You have that energy like Dolly Parton, where it's like you just being in people's presence makes others happy.
Thank you.
You're just so beautiful. You're so radiant. You are so juicy in every sense of the word. It's like, when you are, you're such a joy, and you're like so funny. You laugh at yourself. You're like a J-Lo. You're like, you can, I told Michael that last night. I was like, Abby could be J-Lo. Cause you, I know you can act. Like, maybe you have or you haven't, but I know you would be a great actress.
I want to one day.
Oh, you will be a great actress. You are a great singer. And what else does she do? And then touring.
I don't know.
She's like acting.
She's everything.
I know you got a book in there. I mean, you got it all. If you can handle it.
Shoe line.
If you have enough energy to handle all that, I think you could totally have an empire.
I think I do.
I think you do too. You're cut out for it.
I think I do. I think that's always been my dream.
You are a superstar. You're not just a star. You're a superstar. Like, your new album. Holy shit. Talk about the glow up. Yeah. Like, what happened?
Oh gosh, a lot happened.
Well, your first album, you hadn't even put out an album.
So I put out a ton of music in like 2018, 2019. That was like my start in Nashville. And then in 2020, had like a total, I just needed to creatively throw paint at the wall.
What happened? Why? Did you get stuck?
You
had a lot happen to you, too.
I had a lot happen.
With eating disorders? Yep. I want to talk about that.
Absolutely.
And what happened creatively? Because, like, you lost yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And it led you into the eating disorder. It led you into not knowing who you were. Yeah. Like, what went down?
For sure. I think so. I moved to Nashville when I was 17, almost 18. And all throughout my childhood, I was always so sure. Like, I know I'm an artist. I just always have had this clear vision in my head. What my future looked like, just like this God, just know, you know, homeschooled, like told my parents exactly what I was going to do. Like, school's a waste of time for me. This is what's going to happen. This is what I'm doing. Moved to Nashville and pretty quickly signed a record deal. And then wrote for a year. And I just noticed as we started putting out music that the music wasn't sounding like me. And it wasn't sounding like that young, vibrant 17-year-old Abby that moved to town and was just like, I'm freaking Abby Anderson, and this is my music, and like, you either like it or you don't. Like, just that confidence.
Did
of
you
like,
know who, what your music was when you were 17, when you moved to town?
I think, yeah, it was just so honest.
You were honest, okay.
I was so honest, and I'd sit down on my piano and just let it, I mean, the words would just flow out of me, you know? And I think, I mean, it's so cliche, but I think it's cliche because it does happen to a lot of young artists. And I don't think I was in a place anymore to stand up for myself. And for some reason, I just didn't feel like I could. Like, my hands were kind of tied, you know? And you're surrounded by smart people in the business who they've launched other artists before. So you're like, okay, they know what they're doing. Do we need to turn this on?
And the light came off.
It's okay. The lighting's still nice. If y'all can't, it's still good.
Okay.
It's not
We're
bad.
Going natural, Abby.
I'm good with going natural.
I'm good with
you
it.
Are.
Let's do
Let's
it.
Take our bras off.
Oh, I mean, listen, I did bring my girls out today. I was like,
you did. I was honored. I was like, come on.
Well, I'm
having dirty thoughts. Forget men.
Like, well, you know what? I'm always self-conscious. Like, when I bring, and I'm sorry to talk about this so much. And I'm sorry I got graphic with the earlier part. I feel like I should edit that out.
I don't care. It's your podcast.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'm always self-conscious when I have a lot of cleavage because I'm like, I know people are going to look at my boobs and then they're going to think sexual thoughts.
Of course they're going to look at the boobs. They're boobs. You don't like boobs? Who doesn't like boobs? Women like boobs. Maybe gay men like not crazy about them, but even they look at them. I feel like my gay guy friends are like more fans of my boobs than I am.
Well, you know what? I understand that you say people like boobs because I like, and I'm not trying to like make
you. They're the bags of life, literally.
I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable. The world. But like, I enjoy looking at your boobs. They're pretty. So I'm like, I guess it's okay if people just enjoy a good boob.
Of course.
So I need to get the F over it.
Stand up. Put those shoulders back.
Bad posture. Let's talk about that song.
So anyways,
bad posture. Oh my God, your song is amazing.
That's where I came from. So anyways, long story short, made a bunch of music. I don't want to say I'm not proud of it, but I don't think it was 100% what I set out.
What were you
to come here and
what did it? What were you wanting to make, and then what did you make? What was the change? What started?
That's hard to articulate. I think I wanted to make soulful country music. You know, and by soulful, I just mean honest, true music, stuff that felt good to me. And a lot of what I made didn't feel good to me. You know, it felt like we were chasing something. And I did. I was totally chasing whatever we thought, whatever I was told would work at radio.
This magical unicorn that everyone doesn't even know exists. Right,
exactly. And so I don't think it was any surprise that, of course, like you brought up the eating disorder, fell into that because...
What was your eating disorder? I've struggled.
Oh, I did everything.
I was bulimic in high school.
Oh, yeah.
But not like full-time, just like part-time. I would like binge and then do it. Yeah. Not all the time.
Yep, that was my thing.
I was addicted to diet pills. What?
All of it.
I could never be anorexic, though. I could never...
I'm even nervous talking about it because, like, I don't want girls getting ideas.
Oh.
You know, to like... You know,
okay.
All that.
So
stuff.
I love that.
But everything. She was doing it all.
How did you know you had a problem?
Oh, so I started losing my voice.
Really?
I would go out on the road because I was bulimic. I would go out on the road and just feel this need. Like I would get done playing a show and then just feel this need to binge. Like, I mean, go to catering.
Like you just had so much energy that you had burnt.
I just needed to fill a void. Like, it literally felt like I need to fill myself up because I think I was going out every night playing music I didn't like.
And so it was like sucking the life out of you.
And when I tell you, after a show, I felt so empty and sad.
Because it wasn't you. What?
Mm-hmm.
After a show, you felt empty and sad because
like the thing that I
you
were
like selling yourself out every night. Because yourself knew that wasn't what you wanted to do.
It wasn't true. It wasn't honest. It wasn't authentic.
And I want to kind of circle this back to the eating disorder because just for anyone listening, young girls too, and I love that you bring that up, it's always because there's something you're trying to fill.
For sure.
It's never about the food. It's never about the number on the scale. Anytime you get stuck with it, these thoughts, it's because there's something you're trying to fill.
It's just something easier to focus on than like on what's actually going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it was a lot easier to focus on how I looked. And what made it worse was like everyone telling you how great you look.
Right.
So then you feel like you got to keep that up and that's not the problem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Every night just feeling so empty and sad. Just so sad.
Here and you are giving your life to this and it's literally
the
like
thing I love,
sucking the
right?
joy out of you.
And on top of that, still somehow like accomplishing all the goals I set out to do.
Just not as your true self.
Just not as my true self. And it sucked. It was terrible.
Well, Abby, think of how badass you are. If you can actually accomplish all your dreams when you're not being authentic and you have the power to do it with that. Imagine. I mean, you're feeling it now because the feeling has started. I can tell it's all over you. Yeah. Like you are in your zone.
I am.
So it's like, whoa, I can't even wait to see where this goes. Like you have album of the year quality album.
Thank you.
Like it is so good. It is such an experience. Like I feel your journey. I feel your life.
It's been a journey.
I feel it all.
Thank you.
Oh
yeah. But I think I needed that experience. Like I think I needed to learn, one, I'd never had the experience of like really listening to my gut or even knowing how to listen to it. Like,
how
I think
do you
when
know
you
how?
Grow up, I mean, for example, like growing up in like serious religion, you're told that's like a bad feeling isn't you. That's the devil. Don't listen to that. Like doubt, something as simple as doubt. like, hey, this doesn't feel right. Don't listen to that. That's not God. That's the devil. Something as simple as that. You know, like I remember sitting in church having questions, being like, I don't know that I believe all this, and just that doubt. And older leaders telling me, doubt your doubts. That's not real.
How are you supposed to, you know? What are you supposed to, you just have to memorize the Bible?
Just.
How do you know?
Force yourself to believe it.
But you have to, so you have to know it. So you have to like memorize all this stuff.
Oh, I memorize all kinds of stuff. It's a little shaky now. I don't think I could pull it out now. But
did you have to like just know the rules?
Just know the rules, follow the rules, don't question the rules, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just forcing yourself to have like, to just believe. But it's like, no, my natural intuition is telling me this isn't right. So it took me, I think that's what, why God placed that experience in my life was to find, I mean, I had to learn it the hard way, you know, a whole record deal in. I had to learn how to listen to my gut and listen to my intuition.
What was your moment where you're like, okay,
2020.
Tell me the moment. What happened? Why'd you have to change?
Yeah.
And how did you change? What were the steps you did?
Yeah. This was so crazy. I've actually never told anyone this before, but I remember this so clearly. It was 2019. Actually, sorry. It was 2020. Like 2 weeks before COVID started. So I was about to go to Europe on tour. And I just remember my stomach just in knots, just feeling like something's not right. And I knew it was with, like, something was going to happen with the deal I was in. And I just remember feeling like I needed to leave. And I was so scared. I was like, God, really? Like, this one? Like, could it be a different thing? You know, and those girls kill for a record deal. And like, oh my, those don't just get handed out, you know?
Yes,
and
I do know.
And just that feeling of like, I have to leave. Like, if I'm going to make the music I want to make, wear what I want to wear, say what I want to say, be how I am, like, I have to leave.
Because they weren't going to have it.
Yeah, we don't need to get into that. But yeah, like, it was just...
You just weren't on the same page.
We weren't on the same page creatively.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
So absolutely. Did you ask out?
I did.
Do yeah. you know that I asked out of a major label deal?
Did you really?
I thought I was the only person in the whole world who's ever done that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it really
I had a panic attack and hit the ground, and I was like, I will suffocate if I do this. This is not right. Finally, wow. your body takes over, I feel like.
And I felt like mine did.
If you ignore, it will take you down.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
so
that's exactly what
so
happened.
You ignored because it was I way more fun forever. To have the record deal.
Sure, and it's scary to, I mean, fun. I mean, I just, if I had, I wouldn't want to have that experience again, but I'm glad I did. I'm so thankful for it because I learned a lot. But that was the moment. I just knew God was like, it's time to go. And it was so undeniable. Like, it was literally making me physically sick, like trying to stay in it.
How did you pinpoint what it was? Because, like, how do you, I feel like a lot of people might feel similar things, yeah. but don't know how to follow the trail to get to the pinpoint of the issue. Yeah. How did you get there?
Like, actually taking action in
How did you know what action you needed to take? How did you find the root cause?
I don't think I did.
How did you know how to make your next move? You know, like, you figured out what you needed to change.
You know what it was? It was surrender. I think that's what it was. At the time, I didn't know that's what it was. But looking back now, like, that's been my word lately. Mm-hmm. Like, I had this gut instinct, and it hit me so hard that there was no way to deny it. And I gave it a couple months. Like, did the European tour. It was freaking awesome. Came home, and we were picking my third single. I'm 22 years old. Three singles in, and I just knew the music. I was like, this is not gonna work. This is actually insane that we're doing this again. And I was like, what a waste of everyone's money and time, you know? For me, like, I'm not making music that's real. Like, I don't wanna put that out into the world, you know? And so that's what the conversation was I basically just told my president, like, I think you need to save your money and go sign someone else. Because this is not going to work, you know? And I told him, I'm like, I'm sick. Like, I'm losing my voice. I'm losing my hair. I need to go, you know? And they were very, like, they saw me. And I think at a lot of other record labels, it would have been a lot uglier, you know, than it was. And so I'm very thankful for that. Very thankful.
Abby.
So, but I think that's what it was. It was just, I think everyone knows too, and you know, like, when you have that gut feeling, undeniable, and then the rest is peace, like, just asking God, like, okay, what do I need to do? Sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes it's wait it out. The world's going to take care of it. And that's kind of what happened with me. You know, it just, the path was just so clear. The world really did just,
so what happened?
Put a around me and take care of me. So then I got really depressed. Because nothing's going to make you more sad than getting what you want. You know? Oh my gosh, I was so depressed. And just lost because it was like, okay, step one, taken care of. We're out.
But now what?
But now what?
But now you're free falling. So it's like, yeah, cool, wide open, awesome. But like, whoa, can I put my feet? There's nothing to lean on. You're totally exactly. on your own with yeah. no direction.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And so so I was still writing a ton. I still made myself get up out of bed. Let's go create, even though I didn't want to.
There is something to making a schedule for yourself.
Oh my gosh. And I needed it. Just making sure I was walking every day, trying not to eat like crap every day. That was really hard for me. But just trying to stay creative. I honestly almost quit and was just like, I'm going to be an influencer. Like, I almost like wanted to get into politics too. I was like,
you want to get into politics? Abby.
I was like, I could be like a personality in politics.
You can handle that kind of heat. You can take it. You know how you feel so much.
No, God, no. I would just be like a personality for it, you know? But anyway, so that was a fun little
you would
like
be great
day
at that.
Stint where I was like, yeah, maybe.
I mean, that could be a part of your plan ultimately.
No, gosh. Now I see both sides so clearly. I'm like, I don't think I could ever have a strong opinion on anything.
Right.
Enough to cause a stir. But anyways, that's really what it was for 6 months. And then my agent called me and she was like, I know it's COVID. I know you don't want to play shows right now, but go play this songwriters round. Like, you just need to go play and you need to remind yourself why you like this, you know? So I go play this backyard show and I meet my then producer, Marshall Altman, at this backyard show randomly.
God always works it
literally
out.
Literally. And it's always when we put ourselves out there. Like, he's not going to bring us the people when we're just sitting in our house hiding. Mm-hmm. And I hid.
Well, sometimes
months.
You have to hide.
Sometimes you're so right. Sometimes we do need
sometimes
to hide.
You're too weak and fragile. You've got to actually like hunker down. And
I was
like,
in my cocoon. We'll call it a cocoon.
I've had cocoon phases multiple times now.
You're so right.
At this point in my life. And yeah. Sometimes you got to cocoon up. But yep. Then
I was in my
you're
cocoon.
Ready to start stepping up.
Yep. And I met Marshall and he met me and he's like, you know, I've actually known you for like 4 years. He's like, we met back in 2018, I was asked to produce you and I wouldn't do it. And I was like, screw you.
Oh, thanks for that.
I was like, why?
Sure.
And he was like, he said, because you weren't making music that you liked and I knew it. And
he
I was
knew.
Like, oh shit. So I was like, well, I'm a freebie now. We can do whatever the hell we want. And so that's what we did. We went in, we wrote that whole Sugar Spice. Was
is that
like
not divine though? That
so,
moment.
So and it was so easy. It was so effortless.
Well, he all you know? It goes to show he knew you were talented. He saw it, but he was
just waiting.
He knew that it wasn't you because yeah. He's on the same wavelength of making real music.
Yep, exactly. So that album was such a gift. That time in my life was such a gift because it was the first time I got to like stand in my own peace and authority of like, this is what I like. Can you make it sound like this? And we were just throwing paint at the walls. We didn't worry about radio or even genre. Like if you listen to the album, it was
it's so good.
It's R&B, it's disco, it's country. It's very just all my influences.
So
and it was so fun.
Tell
know?
Me how you made it. Okay. Bad Posture.
Yeah.
Okay, but every song. I kind of want to go through. I want you to list every song. That,
I'm so honored you know, Ben.
Well, I want you to list them because I have things to say about each song. Okay. I just don't remember each title.
Okay.
But tell me how you made the album. Like, how did it come together?
It was
it you and Marshall?
Weeks.
Did y'all write it all together?
Yeah.
You and him wrote it all together. Y'all just caught it. Y'all caught the dream together. You caught the vision together. And you two were, like, on it.
Yep.
You just, this dream was ready. And y'all were the channels. Y'all y'all saw the vision together.
Yeah.
And it just flowed out in 2 weeks. Yeah. That masterpiece. That's how you know this shit is divine. I'm telling you.
No, it was.
You
I
got aligned.
Like that. Yeah.
And then the gift came.
Yeah.
Tell me about the experience. Sorry, I'm
I mean,
so excited.
That's what it was like. It was. So I had. So Bad Posture, I'd written pre-meeting Marshall. And I just loved that song.
And it's not about a guy.
No, it's about that whole experience with the label, with religion. It was just about a lot of things. Of
good.
Just like, I'm tired of apologizing. I'm tired of apologizing for having boobs. Like, I'm tired of apologizing for like feeling hot and wanting to dress hot. And like, I'm just tired of apologizing. And there was just so much that went on there. That
you
was
said, I'm
just
tired
like
of
me
like,
shrinking.
Saying I'm too loud.
Shrinking.
I'm too silly. I'm too goofy. I'm too soulful. I'm too R&B.
Yeah.
Like whatever.
And I physically shrank myself.
You did? You did?
No, like the whole eating disorder. I realized like that was literally me shrinking. Literally. To like try to just fit into what everybody wanted me to be. And just feeling so painfully insecure. Oh my gosh. I was so insecure.
Really?
Every word that came out of my mouth, I was so worried I would get in trouble.
Because you don't know if you're going to do it right because there's
right.
a because you're not doing it authentically. So you're trying to follow the script, the made up script that's not real.
That's not real.
So how, of course you're nervous because there is no real script.
Right.
It's just someone's thoughts that you're trying to guess.
Yeah. And everybody else is scared too. That's why we're like, everybody's trying to keep a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's scared. And so it's my job as the artist to do what I'm going to do and like lead and I'll take the heat. If I screw up, that's all me, you know, but no one else needs to be telling me like, be this, do that.
So
you know?
Bad Posture. Tell me that.
So that's what Bad Posture is about.
Tell me the chorus.
So it was burden on my shoulders, all the words that you, all the words that you put on me like a weight. Yeah, I used to have bad posture, but since you've been gone, I stand up straight.
It's so good, Abby.
Thank you. I wrote that with my dear friend, Anna Voss, who's an incredible songwriter, artist as well. And she had kind of experienced the same thing. And so we wrote that in like 20 minutes.
You were ready.
I was ready.
Your channel was ready to flow.
She was flowing.
I mean, this was just dying to come out of it. It had been pent up and bottled up because you had been trying to do something else, and your true authentic self was like, no,
just beating the door down.
No, beating it down, like slowly, like freaking out inside of you.
Well, Marshall was such the perfect producer for that time because he saw that.
He knew that you were exploding.
Yes. And he would every day, like, you know, even if I was trying to veer into like, I don't know, Marshall, does this need to be more country? Does this need to be more radio? He was like, kid, shut up. Go sit at the piano and write. Because like, that's where you write.
He wanted it
to be. Go sit down and write.
Real.
And we did.
He wanted it to be what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And he knew how to catch it.
Yep.
And how to mold with it.
He did. And that takes a very special producer.
It does.
And he's a very, very special man.
But y'all were lined up. Y'all were aligned.
I think so.
You know? Because not everyone may have the same experience with you or with him. Yeah. But the fact that you two were so aligned, you know?
He was so important for that time in my life. Yeah. And he'll forever be one of my best friends because of that, you know?
Oh.
But yeah, but Juicy, that's where Juicy came from,
Juicy?
Too.
Okay, I gotta tell me about Juicy. Holy shit. I'm like, Abby, but you know what is so great? You're just so beautiful and voluptuous, but you're just so like precious. Thank like you are just amazing.
Thank you. No, that's where Juicy came from too. Was like, I wanted to write. Marshall had the idea, the hook, Juicy. And I was like, I love that. But I wanted to write it from a point of like, yes, it's like being curvy. And like, it was about fullness for me. Not even physically, emotionally full, spiritually full, like so full that you were just like pouring out of the cup just into everyone and you're never empty. Like you were just outflowing with energy and love. That's what Juicy.
And you feel that in that
song. And I feel that. I'm like, gosh, I just need to like share everything with everyone.
I feel that in all of your music though.
Thank you.
Like you're sharing the energy, the frequency, whatever it is that music, this album is on. I'm like,
thank you.
Oh my God. It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay. So Bad Posture, Juicy. And then I was talking to you about, wait, girl, I'm your girl.
Oh, be that girl.
Be that girl.
Be that.
Like, your husband is so freaking lucky. I'm like,
I'm very lucky too. That man's taught me everything, okay? And I had a lot to learn when we met. I was 21 and I was like still in the church, like still figuring things out. And he was actually raised in the same religion I was, but he had left when he was like 17, 18. So he's so perfect for me. He's the freaking best.
And
like,
so
perfect.
So he had to like hold your hand and show you how to like
showed how to do show life. Me everything. Caroline, I was like watching videos on how to do stuff. I was like, I don't know how to do anything.
Were you in a cult? Is it a cult?
I don't want to say
okay,
cult.
But no, it's like a...
I don't want to say cult. It was the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay.
A lot of people know it as Mormon.
Mormon?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have a lot of family who's still part of the church.
Right,
it's
right.
A beautiful religion. Wasn't right for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, or a lot of people. But yeah.
Right, yeah,
but
yeah.
I just knew I had to, you know... That was kind of an easy, seamless leaving... Too. I was just like 5 years of just leaving things left and right, just shedding everything.
I'm coming out of my shedding phase. I have been shedding.
Good.
For like, I swear, like 5 years.
What do you think the catalyst was?
I've just had like knots in my stomach my whole life. Like I've just, and we talked about this. I cry all the time.
Yeah.
Everything breaks my heart. I am such an empath. I take everything on. I'm a people pleaser. And I'm just like, I got to get healthy. I can't have these layers that are just on me that aren't serving me anymore. Like I think I'm turning 40 this year too. So I'm like, I'm not every decade I have like, I was struggling with like bulimia and eating disorder and like diet pills and stuff until my 29th year. And I was like, I'm not going into my 30s this issue. I'm going to get help. And that's when I really got into therapy. Yeah. And like, I was like, I just don't want to carry all this decade stuff into my next one.
Yeah. Do you feel like therapy has been helping at all?
Yes, I've done all, I've done so many which ways, all the different ways you can try to heal and do therapy. I've done it because I just like, I'm looking for any angle in to figure out like what is going on here and how can I clear this, you know?
So is it just like a heavy, you're saying there's like knots in your stomach you feel all the time?
All the time.
Just like gut feelings.
Yes.
Interesting.
Sadness.
Yeah.
Just always a little sad and a little worried.
Mm.
And so, and a little worried I'm not going to get it right, you know? So like really trying to like read the room all the time, like play my part, whatever that is. I think I've been, I took off all of my layers and my mask that I put on because I'm like, what part am I even wanting to play?
That's just, a great question.
I've just been playing something for so long based on all of these things that I have been put on me that you don't even know are getting put on you from like, you know, influences, like parents, teachers, religion, all the stuff, like entertainment, your wiring, like the world, media, everything is just put on you and you don't even know why you are becoming something.
Yeah.
So here I am at 40 and I'm like, who have I become? Why am I doing this? Like, I want to make sure everything I'm doing is because I
want to
for me. And I feel like that's what you now, you are. Like, tell me about
your
shedding.
I think that's such a fun question. That's got to be, I know it's like a scary time, but that's got, it's also an exciting, do you feel excited about that at all? Like,
because now I'm coming out of it. I'm actually stepping into the new version now, which is nice because the work takes forever.
Yeah.
Tell me about your 5 years.
I mean, it was just honestly asking myself, like, what do I even like to wear? Something as simple as that was so mind blowing to me because I've been told what to wear my whole life and like what I can't do. So I'm like, what do I want to do? You know? And I think that really started with the music and like something I've always done so naturally was like just writing music, you know, ever since I was a kid, that was like the one thing that I could always just do so effortlessly, you know? And so it started with that. And then I think everything else was just, it just gave me the confidence to just be like, yeah, I want to wear this. This is what I want the album to look like. And just, really taking direction over everything. And it was so freeing because I'd never really gotten to experience that before.
How did you know when you hit the right decision for yourself? Like, how did you know when the album was right? How did you know when you found the clothes that you like to wear? How did you know when you found the sound that you like? What does it feel like in your body or in your energy field to know?
It feels like peace.
Like you're like kind of like looking, questing.
Yep.
Like that?
I've learned the best way for me to function is I do love getting people's opinions. So I'll listen to everybody. I love listening to what my team has to say now.
You've probably built a team you really trust.
I love my team. Yes. And so I want to hear their expertise.
The vision.
For sure. And they see things I can't see and they hear things I can't hear.
But
you know, sometimes I'm too close to it.
Vision.
For sure. And so I love listening to like, I'll even send music to my siblings and be like, you know, what do you think? I like it, but yeah. So I'll send everything to my team. We'll collaborate on stuff. I hear everyone out, hear people's opinions. And then usually in like 48 hours after sitting with everyone's thoughts, I'm like, okay, this is what feels right to me.
It's like your grand counsel.
It is. And I need a grand counsel.
You're Elena of Avalor. I watch a lot of kid shows. You're freaking queen, like, Princess Elena of Avalor.
Okay,
she's
I love
the queen.
That.
Yeah. And she's got a counsel. That. That's you. Listen, but that's, 3-year-old, we watch a lot of cartoons.
I love that though.
Yeah.
But that's what I've realized works for me. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people work.
You want to make sure, because you want to make sure you can trust yourself because you probably already have a strong feeling, but you just want to get confirmation that you're correct.
Yeah. And I think I've always admired artists who like just know out the gate. Like they just know, you know? I've never been that way. I'm like, I need people's opinions. I want to know what people think. And then I know after that.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates.
Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Okay, so yeah. You wrote the album in 2 weeks. Bad Posture, Juicy, freaking love it.
Thank you.
Be That Girl. Insecure. That's,
I love that you know all this, Caroline. She did her research.
I couldn't. Well, because Abby, I couldn't stop listening to your music.
Thank you.
Like some artists, and I took a break from country music for a minute because there is a moment where I'm like, I just need a detox from country music.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, but it's, you know.
Yeah.
But like, I don't love every, I'm jaded a little bit. Like I am really in a season of, I need real, I need authentic. I want to hear
the
artist.
Do.
I want to hear you. I want to know you.
Yeah.
When I'm done with your music.
I think that's why country's having a moment now. And the songwriting is so good.
It's so good right now.
Because
there's like a reemergence.
People are craving real.
Like what you're doing.
Yeah.
People are starting to do like the true artist who got bogged down.
Yeah. I was bogged down.
You got bogged down. You got pushed down and you wanted to quit, but you can't.
I literally
because
can't.
You're a true artist and a true artist would die if they actually quit. Yeah. So you reemerged as yourself.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I even think the music I'm making now, it feels more focused than Sugar Spice was. Sugar Spice was like, I need to taste everything and I need to do every flavor because I haven't, it was literally like a kid never having candy before and then being in a candy store and
saying,
like,
go
I'm
crazy.
Eating everything.
You can have everything.
Literally, that's what that album
was
fun. For me. This time with this new music, it feels so focused, so me, so genuine and honest. Just more focused.
Talk to me about your mom. Okay, so
yes,
I loved this, and I also what is it? The first to leave.
The first to hit the road.
The first to hit the road, and there's another one.
And Heart on Fire in Mexico.
Okay, so these are about your mom, and I want to like talk to you about this because this was like powerful to me. I'm like, dang, Abby's really
thank you.
You're really like gritting down on your work, on your personal work, because these songs are forgiveness for your mom for seeing
and myself
life
too.
Through her perspective. Tell me about the forgiveness happening in these and like what these songs are about.
Yeah. I realized too. So first to hit the road was about my parents' divorce. And like, as a kid, you always wonder like, okay, why is mom leaving and you're angry, whatever, you have this perfect family, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you grow up. Am I talking way too loud?
No,
okay.
No.
And then you grow up and you're just like, oh yeah, this all makes a lot of sense. But I realized like, so at first I was writing that song from her perspective, but then the more I was writing it and the more I sing it now, I was like, holy smokes, this song's about me.
It is?
Too.
Yeah. Tell me what it's about.
It was about leaving my record deal. It was about just leaving everything.
And it's like they can go and talk bad about your name all over town or whatever, but you know.
Sure.
You
and they're not doing that.
No, but that's in the song though, right?
But that's in the song.
How does it go? Like,
so the chorus is, go on, blame me, honey. Turn this whole town on me. Act like you were last to know. Lie till you believe it. Say, oh, I'm good for leavings just because I'm first to hit the road. But babe, you left me a long time ago.
What a, like, I'm a powerful, confident woman breakup song. It's Thank just you. Like for you, for your mom to be able to see that this is actually strength from your mom.
Yeah.
And like strength from
it
you.
It was strength from her for sure.
And letting, because she had to let everybody hate her probably, even
oh
including
gosh,
her kids.
Yeah.
I mean, not hate, but you know, like be
no,
really
the whole
upset.
Town talk about her.
Yeah. I mean, that's
sure.
a lot to bear.
Yeah.
She really had to leave.
Mm-hmm. She left. And I think too, it gave me, like, I'm realizing now subconsciously, it planted that seed in me to be like, I could leave, you know, mom did it. Like
I could gave do, you the confidence
could do
to leave.
Anything I needed to. And she turned out great. She came out a butterfly, you know,
you needed to see someone leave.
Yeah.
She was an example for you.
Yeah. I think she was my first example of like someone who I see so much of myself in her. So much of myself in her, and we're different in a lot of ways, but seeing her step into her authority and step into her power for the first time as like a grown woman, a mother of seven.
Wow.
Can you imagine no. just like stepping into that for the first time, you know?
When she left, did she raise you anymore?
I was already in Nashville.
Were
I
you
was,
the youngest?
I was out. I'm the second oldest. So there were still babies at home.
Okay.
And everything. And I don't want to make it, she didn't just like abandon everyone. Like she yeah. was still our mother.
Right.
She
but
just
left
like
the marriage.
Home. Correct. Yeah. And it was like the strongest thing she could have done.
It
to, like,
really does go back
happy.
To put, you have to put your life mask on first, but it's like people will say, well, then how did she let herself have all these kids? Why did you let yourself in this situation? It's like people can always figure out reasons, but like sometimes you just end up somewhere and
you don't know why,
and you haven't had the mental clarity, maturity, awareness to even know it was happening.
For
and
sure.
then all of a sudden you're in the situation and you're like, holy shit, I've got to change this. I've got to change my life.
Yeah.
And you
like,
have
I realize,
to.
Like it's never too late to do that.
Yeah.
Ever. Never too late. Like she taught me that, you know, at any moment I could turn, I can flip this script.
You so have
the
power
writer, the
to
director
do it.
And the actor in my movie, you know?
Amen. But having the power and the confidence to know that you have allow yourself to flip that switch. Because most people, and I have taught myself how to flip that switch.
Yeah.
It is a very hard thing to teach yourself, I feel like, because it's very hard to do it.
Yeah.
To flip your whole life upside down because you know your intuition is telling you to. Whew.
Yeah.
That's hard. Yeah. And it's hard in the beginning. It gets easier. I feel like now I've done it a few times.
Yeah.
Not like hundreds, like maybe like a handful. But I'm like, whew. Every time I'm like, okay.
Here we go.
We have to do it.
We got to do it.
You might as well brace for impact of excitement because you're doing the right thing.
And you know it's the right thing.
Your intuition is shutting you down. Your body is shutting you down. You're feeling awful.
Yeah.
It's like, how long can you take it?
Yeah.
Some people can take it a lifetime. And that's why a lot of people have a lot of sickness and like.
I agree.
A lot of things they're dealing with because you're ignoring what's telling you, and I'm obviously there's some stuff, I'm not saying everything, but like
right.
a lot of people ignore, push, and it makes you physically ill.
Yeah, for sure.
You
and I'm
did
thankful
it.
I got like that wake up call in a scary way, you know,
but you still did it,
and I still did it.
You followed through,
yeah, and I'm so glad I did, and I'm still following through. Like every day, I'm still practicing listening to myself, you know.
Do you have ways to snap yourself out of it if you feel like you...
You know what I do now, Caroline? This is funny because I was talking to my husband about this the other day. It was like what I'm working on right now. I told him, I was like, I'm so tired of shitting on myself. I'm so tired of it. Like,
what do you
why
mean?
Do I freaking do that? Just feeling like, you know, telling myself bullshit. Like, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not talented. You just have... Listen, you know what it is?
I'm drooling
time,
over you in
no,
case
but,
you ever have those thoughts.
You know what? It's around cycle. Like, I swear, every week before I'm about to start my cycle, it's just a shit show spiral.
It happens.
Oh, my gosh. It's so bad. And so I just told him, I was like, I'm so tired of doing that. And he's like, okay, then stop. He's such a man. He's like, okay, just stop being sad. If you don't want to be sad, just don't be sad. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. But I just realized, like, that is me. Sometimes you got to feel that and just know it's, you know, bull crap. It's just a, you
but
know.
You still got to feel it. Why do you cry every still day? Gotta feel you it. Said you cry every day.
Oh my gosh, Caroline.
I told you I was going to bring it up.
Everyone listening, I saw Caroline, what, 5 days ago?
And I last just, like, week? Couldn't get enough of you. And I was like, you have to podcast. And we talked about how we.
No, because you said you came up to me and you're like, are you just always happy? And I was like, no, I cried last night. And you were like, oh, we're going to talk about that. And I was like, great, Abby. No, I wouldn't say. I cried for a long time, like when I was leaving everything. I feel like all I did was cry.
Good. You needed
to. And I just needed to, like, have that physical release. Oh my gosh, you feel so much lighter. Now I don't freak out about it. Now I'm like, I'll even just tell my husband, like, hey, I just need to cry for 5 minutes. Can you just hold me? And, like, we'll wrap this up. I'll be done in just a minute. And he just knows. Like, he'll just hold me. I'll cry it out. And he'll be like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm great. Just need to cry. I'm just feeling a lot. And you get it. Yes. You feel a lot. Yes. You just do.
You got to release.
You just got to release it. So it doesn't freak me out anymore. I used to fight it and be like, no, I need to be happy, you know? But oh my gosh, I love crying.
So good.
Makes your skin glow. It's moisturizing.
It is. Abby, you're just,
it is great.
You're not fighting it. You're not fighting who you are.
I'm trying not to. What? It's still a practice, though.
It's a practice. Yeah. It's always a practice.
Every single day. And that's been, like, my prayer lately is just practicing being authentic.
And so, like, how do you start your day? Show me, you don't have to tell me, like, your whole day, but tell me the things, your day routine that you make sure are plug and plays anywhere you go so you stay in your practice.
I journal every morning.
Okay, so you wake up.
I have to journal. So I wake up.
Right up.
I drink. Oh, yeah. I get right up. No, this morning I didn't get, like, this morning I set my alarm for 7. I was like, oh, Caroline's at 10:30. I ended up sleeping till 8.
Good.
You know, usually I used to wake up at like 5 a.m. and make myself go to the gym, do this like regiment.
Well, maybe you just needed regimen in that season.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think I did. Now I don't.
Yeah, you don't need it anymore.
Now I need sleep.
Get that sleep.
I'm a freaking grizzly bear. I was like, I just want to sleep all the time.
Oh, good. I love to be laying vertical. Or is it horizontal? Sleeping. I love to be laying down.
Yeah.
At all times.
It is horizontal. Don't ask me. I was homeschooled. I'm just like, vertical. It's definitely vertical. It's perpendicular.
I'm so bad at school. I'm working on it.
But no, that's pretty much it. Like, I just wake up around like 7 or 8 and then, you know, wash my face, go downstairs and journal.
And what do you journal?
Like, I don't know.
Whatever flows out.
I just make myself do 3 pages.
Does your hand hurt?
No, I'm such a little Pisces. I'm like, and I feel this and I feel this. And I just get it all out on paper, like all the bull crap. If I wake up grumpy, get it out on the paper.
You can figure out why you're grumpy and kind of get it over.
Kinda, yeah. And be like, I don't know, this is pissing me off today, or like, this is annoying me. I'll even, you would actually love this. If you even ask yourself, if I'm ever like at a crossroads or I have a question or I don't know what to do, I will literally write out, what should I do about this? And the answer comes.
Like, you just write it in your hand?
You just write it. Like, it will just, it's literally just
A flow
of consciousness of like God, and the answer will come.
Well,
I promise.
Great. I have a lot
you
of
just
those
listen.
Questions. Yeah.
Just like write those 3 pages. And sometimes I don't have anything to write, and I'll literally just be like, I don't know what to write right now. I'm just going to keep writing.
So you just flow of conscious.
Just get it all out.
Okay. So you don't take a break in the writing. You just start writing. And if you just hit a pause and say, okay, I'm thinking about a flower right now. I don't know why. Oh, that reminds me. And then keep it going.
And I think there's something, I learned this from this book called The Artist's Way. And I think there is something to doing the 3 pages that just kind of gets all the gunk out. Even if you don't have any gunk left, it just,
you gotta run the pipes.
You gotta like clean those pipes.
So you gotta go to keep your fitness, go to yoga a few times a week. Like, you can't just do it once. Like, you have to do this eating
every
healthy
day.
You've got to do it consistently. Yeah. Everything's a practice.
Yeah. So I do that every morning and makes me feel so good and just like clear, clear in the head to like write or even do business. Just clear. And then usually I'll write. And then I try to work out. I need to go work out. Oh my gosh. I just don't feel like it right now. It's been so hard for me to get into the gym. I don't know what's going on with me.
Because your body says, don't go to the gym, come to hot yoga.
I can't freaking do hot yoga. What? Do you do hot yoga?
Yes, I'm going after this. You want to come with me?
No. I really don't. Awful. So it's good. Awesome. You're telling me you're going to hot yoga inside and it's like 100 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. You just sweat it all out.
I love it. It is like, okay. It is literally when I get there, I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, I love you so much. 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 Like I like feel that with my body and yoga and the mat and the heat. And I'm just like, I'm so happy I'm here. Like I'm just so happy.
Okay.
And my body talks to me and I can feel it. And it tells me where it's sore and it tells me where it has an ache.
That's
and
your flow.
It tells me where I need to hold something and when I need to release it. And I'm just like, oh my God, I love you, body.
Well, that's awesome.
I love to talk to you. Like that's the only time you can talk. I mean, not the only time. I just really talk to my body.
Yeah.
And then I clear out so many thoughts.
Okay, well, then that's amazing.
Yeah, that's why you would love it. It is my journaling.
Yeah.
Because I hate to write down.
Then. But yoga's your thing.
I'll go talk it out with myself in yoga.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, come with me.
Yeah, that's okay. I just don't feel like I'm a yoga girl. I don't think I have it in me.
What do you like?
I don't know. Right now, I love walking. Mm. Like, walking's kind of my journaling, too. Mm-hmm. I'll walk forever. And then I do like weightlifting. But that's kind of like in spurts.
So you just naturally look like this with very little working out?
I'm a Mexican, Caroline. I'm not like, you should see my mom, dude.
I mean, you.
My mom is so beautiful. Oh my gosh. But thank you. No, I got her butt. I got her boobs.
I'm just telling you though. That's why I just receive this. You are one of those people, you walk in the room and you just make people happy to see you.
Thank you.
By being you. You have that effect. You're like Dolly Parton. She walks in the room and people are happy. You know, that's you. Like you just are someone that people are happy to be around.
Thank you.
Okay, so you work out, then what happens?
Yeah. And then I don't know, it just depends on the day. Like you know, you've done the artist thing. Like every day's different. Every day's different. So it's hard for me to have a schedule.
Right. But what's your next practice that you put into place? Do you do like a bedtime thing?
No.
No.
I just like go to bed. Should I have a nighttime routine? I don't know. I just like when I'm home, I just love sleeping. Cause on the road, I do not sleep. Like we are just getting 3-4 hours every night, but I freaking love that.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you so happy now when you play your shows?
Yes. Oh, that's the other thing. When I play my shows now, I'm like never hungry.
Because
I literally
you filled
just feel
up?
Full. I feel so full.
Whoa.
And just like
that's
so happy.
A
it's
moment.
Crazy.
That's huge.
So crazy. But yeah, but it's just music I love. I feel like I've realized what I actually crave in this world is connection. Mm. That's anytime.
And that's probably why food is so comforting, because you're connecting with something amazing.
Connecting with those carbs. That's what I was doing.
But it's comforting.
To feel something. Yeah.
It's comforting. It's good connection.
Oh, for sure. And it literally, I was like looking for, I needed to like feel weighed down, like grounded. Like I didn't realize I was using food to like help ground me. It's so, so weird. But now when I go out and play a show, I'm like, I just feel so effortlessly connected to everyone in here. And they're all strangers. But it's so easy. It's so easy now. I don't even have to think about it. You know,
Alignment.
I think so.
You're in alignment. And the people who are craving what you are putting out are showing up.
Yeah. Like I used to have to hype myself up before shows and do this whole ritual and like, just to try to mentally get in the right place. And now I'm like, you know, I just say a quick prayer, do my makeup, and I'm like, God, help me be a light in the room. Just help me say whatever needs to be said. And I just go out there and we have a blast. And it's, you don't have to
stress.
There's no spell I gotta do or.
Right. You're just showing up and doing you.
And it's so fun.
You're not having to think about who you're supposed to be or like what it's supposed to look
or
like.
Or what people want me to be or need. Or
you're just walking out there and saying, I'm here for connection.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give it all I have. I'm giving you all of me through my songs. You're giving your heart through the songs. You really are. Abby.
But it's been so fun. Like such a 180, you know. And I'm so thankful I've gotten to learn that lesson now before.
It blows. Well, honestly, I've really kind of done a lot of examining of success and like entertainment success. And you can, if you're not like, you have to get an alignment to blow up. Like something has to be truly connected, even when it blows up in it, like for people who I feel like it explodes eventually, you have to like want that level of fame or that level of like just ego running the show versus your true soul's calling and alignment. And if you get it with the ego or trying to like be something that's not full soul alignment,
right,
it's going to destroy you eventually. Like it will, you could get all the success and all of the fame, but it will take you down eventually. Yeah. So getting an alignment like you are with your soul, with your music, with everything, your dress, your personality, like being who you want to be, connecting with your audience. Like now, you are so clear for God just to like run with it. And you don't even have to worry about anything because you're clear. Your channel is clear, right? And that might have not been a good explanation, but like.
No, it was perfect.
Do you feel that though?
I do.
Like you don't even have to really worry. You just have to keep doing.
I mean, I still have my moments where like, I'll still worry. I don't know if worry is the right word, but I'll have moments where I'm like anxious about something, but then I usually just like pray over it. I'm like, God, give me grace over that anxiety. Is it real? Do I actually need to be anxious? Or was I just scrolling on Instagram too long and it's making me anxious?
Got that.
Like I'm not doing enough, you know, which I've realized, oh my gosh, my brain chemistry changes when I'm off my phone. Like only posting when I have something to share and not scrolling. It is insane how much happier we are naturally.
I know. I know.
Like insane. I'm like, no, actually everything's going pretty great.
Right.
You know?
I know.
So.
Abby. Yeah. Okay. I'll wrap up with you, but I want to ask you two more questions.
Okay.
Someone who is not healed. someone who is struggling, really struggling like you are in that spot of just like, I know I have to make a change. Like something is, I'm physically feeling ill. Like I know I'm not in alignment.
Yeah.
Versus that spot, which you have been, mm-hmm. versus where you are now, which is on the other side of all this hard work, figuring out the root issue.
Yeah.
Healing, you know, taking all the time to do this healing and figure out how to heal and, you know, very hard work, mental, internal work.
Yeah.
But now you're here, healed, healing, you know, in this healing space, yeah. in this healed space. Mm-hmm. What do you want to tell that person and why is it worth it? And when they want to get, when they feel like they can't do it, they're going to quit, just like throw in the towel. Why should you not?
Dang, that's a good question. I think I would say you already know the answer. Like, you know what needs to happen. And there's so much power in stillness. Like when you're alone, you know the answer. Be still and listen. Be still and know I'm God. I always read that verse and I'm like, be still and listen. Like you have God in you and that wisdom. It's already, everything we need is already inside of us.
Why do we not want to do what we know?
Because it's scary. It's scary as hell. Are you kidding me? Don't you get scared when you know the answer? I'm like...
Especially when it involves a complete upheaval.
Exactly. It's so scary. But I would say too, like, it's worth it because it is the right answer. And whether you believe in God, whatever, the universe, higher power, that higher power is always going to help you get you on your path. Like 10 times out of 10, you know? And it might get shady and it might be scary, but like, you know. And like, the world wouldn't put that knowing in you if it wasn't right.
Once you walk the path of doing what you know you're supposed to do, how do you know how to trust it? Because like...
Oh, it's so scary. Sometimes I don't.
But we avoid it. And that's how we end up in the situation to begin with of having to make this change. But then how do you know you're doing the right thing? Like you
actually don't know. I think a lot of it, like, you know, looking back on it, I think like even in my first record deal, I'm like, well, I felt excited about that.
It probably was the right thing at that time.
It probably was the right thing. And then it wasn't.
Right.
And so, yeah, sometimes I think those experiences come for a reason. I still am asking myself, I don't know if everything happens for a reason. I honestly don't know. I've been asking myself that lately. Cause I'm like, everything probably happens for a reason in my life. Cause I can just be a dumbass. Like, that's probably the reason most of the time.
I think it all happens for a lesson. You know,
I like that.
I think there's a lesson in
everything. I just don't always want to learn the lesson.
I know it's needed. I hope I'm coming to a pause for a minute. I'm like, God, give me a little, can I get on an open road? Like,
can you chill for a second?
Like in a sunny day on California with no cars and just like ride my bicycle in the breeze for just a minute. Like,
I mean, you can.
I know, but can I just feel that way in my life for a minute? Yeah. You know, I'm ready for a little just breezy.
Yeah, I feel that.
It's your season. Your music's reflecting it.
We'll see. I do love it. And I do love it. And I'd be lying if I said... Yeah, I mean, I want the world to hear my music. Hell yeah. Oh,
I'm just like,
I want to be seen.
It's a matter of time before you are worldwide. Like you You have that. Like, I think there's all different levels of success and what you could handle. I feel like you are made for the world.
Thank you.
In so many areas. Like you just have so much oozing out of you. Like literally. I can't wait to see. I'm obsessed with you.
Thank you.
I always wrap with leave your light.
Ooh, okay.
What do you want people to know?
Oh, I should have thought about this. I knew you did this and I didn't think of anything and I should have like thought of something. Leave your light. What do I want people to know? Just breathe. I know it's cliche, but it's like, we're all going to die. We're all going to die, y'all.
We are.
Just breathe. And like, it's so cliche. It's going to be okay. Like, even if you're going through the shittiest situation, it is literally going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Rishnina, do you want to do some yoga breathing right now?
I do. Actually, that helps. If you, like, breathe in on a count of four, hold it for a count of four, release for a count of four. Let's just end with that, okay?
Some box breathing?
Everyone just, like, yeah. Abby, will you lead us?
All right,
lead
ready?
Us? This is how we're going to wrap up. Abby
in
Anderson.
On four. Hold. Wow.
Don't you feel better?
That actually.
It really does. It really
like,
does.
I'm your yoga. I'm your yoga instructor now.
Yeah.
Yes, I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
What's the music? It's Sugar Spice and...
Yes, so I've got an EP coming out. It might be out by the time this comes out. We'll see. But it's going to be called First to Hit the Road.
That's about your mom and you. See you guys.
It's about everything. Mm-hmm. So y'all go check that out. But yeah. We got music coming out all the time.
And your Instagram is fun to follow.
Thank you.
Like, it's really fun. That makes me happy. Oh, it's fun to follow.
It was funny. I was looking at your Instagram and you had said something where like lately you hadn't been sharing as much of yourself. And I had felt like that too. I don't know. I've noticed that about me lately. Like I don't feel sherry.
Yeah. Not share every little detail. I think that's what I've had to learn is like, I don't have to share every detail of my life. Some people can, but it's like, you have to just share what you feel like sharing. And then if you don't want to share certain things, you don't have to. But like figuring out what you want to wear. It's like figuring that out too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's interesting. But I'm thankful you shared that.
Well, thanks, Abby.
So I was like, that's nice.
I'm just thankful you share all your creativity because it is a joy and a pleasure to get to experience anything, Abby Anderson.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
You're so nice.
Okay, love you, girl. Bye.
Show me those titties.
Okay, only if you do too, okay?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.